The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything that you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, available dual wireless charging pads ensure that you can take on any adventure. Available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads, so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. I've been so pumped to take a couple of friends with our road bikes to some of the trails nearby, and now I can bring the entire crew, my dog, and all of our gear with that third row. Learn more about the new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
On this episode of the Heat Check, it's a Tuesday. So it's time for your rookie report. Rookies from around the league that you need to know. This week, special rookie, GG Jackson. So let's get right into it, Anthony. Let's drop that motherfucking beat. All right, time for your rookie report. Rookies from around the league that you need to know. Today, it's not Wemby. It's not Chet. It's not Brendan Miller. It's not Scoot. I almost call him Scoot Wembanyama. It's not Scoot Henderson. It's GG. I wish he was a Wembanyama, I tell you that. It's GG Jackson time. Who? Who is GG Jackson for the casuals? Exactly. Gregory GG Jackson Jr. is actually the youngest player in the league. I know I said that it was Cam Whitmore. That was a lie. That was absolutely a lie. Gigi has Cam Whitmore beat by a couple of months. Gigi Jackson was draft eligible by all but 2 weeks. Shocking for a lot of people that he is balling the fuck out for the Memphis Grizzlies. He is supposed to be tanking. Hasn't he gotten the memo? This team's not supposed to be winning games. But in fact, Gigi's been so good. NBA draft analyst and friend of show, Rafael Barlow. He is the director of scouting for NBA Big Board, by the way. He just said this. I thought this was fascinating, actually. GG Jackson would be the number one overall pick in the 2024 draft. By a lot. Wasn't close. What? That's crazy. As it stands, GG Jackson was picked 45th by the Grizz. Mostly because he only shot 38% from the field from South Carolina. But he was like 17, half of the year. The kid couldn't even get cigarettes at the corner store. He couldn't even serve his country. He was barely old enough to be allowed to take the trash out. Okay? GG Jackson shooting 38% in a D1 school at 17 years old. Pretty freaking impressive. Also, what was not impressive was that GG Jackson aired his coaches out a little bit, and that didn't sit well with the scouts because he aired them out. As I said, he was 17. Barlow says this. My philosophy would have been if I'm a team, even if I draft him top five in 2023, then I really got the number one pick in 2024 a year early and cheaper. Imagine what he would be doing if he was in college right now. So yeah, I think that Memphis could have gotten a steal, one of the steals of the draft. The kid is 6'9", nice, and he has ridiculous hops. How has GG been doing lately? He started a year in the G League. Averaged 20-7, 22 games. And then Ja Morant went down. And then Marcus Smart went back down again. And so he calls up to the show And damn it, if he didn't make an impact right away. In the last 8 games, Gigi's averaged 21 minutes. And during those minutes, he's put up 13, 3, and 4 with 1.5 stocks per game. He even had back-to-back games with 20 and 23 points, which made him the youngest player since LeBron James, to put up consecutive 20-point outings. What is most important and impressive in his outings are his shooting splits. 61% from the field, 55% from the three-point line, and 73% from the free throw line during that run. Shooting was the main reason that Gigi fell in the draft. But Gigi Jackson, if you ask him, he's like Luka Doncic. He said that the NBA is actually easier than the G League. Well, I mean, Luka didn't say that about the G League. He said that about Europe. But still, he thinks that college hoops and the G League are actually harder environments because of what? Space. He told this to the Memphis Commercial Appeal. It's a lot more space. You can really get in your bag a lot more. The lines are a little further back, but I surprise myself even with how I'm shooting the ball. I think his versatility is the most impressive thing. He can score on all three levels. He's got a bit of athleticism, huge motor, high basketball IQ. He can take defenders off the dribble. 7 feet wingspan I really like a lot. 37-inch max vertical. This is a guy who's going to be able to get his shot off in traffic, not worry about getting his shit blocked in the mid-range. The fact that he's shooting over 50% from three makes him a dream come true for the Grizz. Yeah, I know that like people haven't scouted him. He hasn't gone around the league. People aren't watching and looking and trying to figure out how to scheme against Gigi Jackson. But I tell you what, keep this in mind. He's going to get 60 games this year in the NBA at the same time. Over 75% of the 2024 draft is going to be older than him. So that is experience that you just can't get anywhere else. He's giving Grizzly fans something to cheer for in a really rough season. Remember, he had that big game against the Golden State Warriors because he got pulled out of the Steph Curry camp. Hey, let that man in. And since he got called back from the G League, the Grizzlies are 5-5, which is pretty impressive given how they started the season and had in the middle of the season post John Morant. So good stuff. I'm now hiccuping. That is all the time that we have for this episode of the Heat Check. Come back tomorrow for an all-new episode. Check out the feed for past episodes and mini episodes, which will drop unexpectedly like hiccups after having some Sprite Zero. Do not forget to follow the Heat Check all season. That means download, subscribe, tell your friends, all of them. Even that neighbor you see walking down the street who will not even acknowledge your existence. The hiccups are bad. Despite the fact that you drive by them and say hello with your own hands 5 times a day, tell them, hey, get your grumpy ass inside. Get inside. Download the heat check. Oh, these hiccups. Download the heat check. And follow us on social at this heat check and at Trista Crick on TikTok, Twitter, and Instagram. Damn it. We'll see you next time.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.